A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least 9,200 of the nation's healthcare workers have been infected with COVID-19. 27 have died. Most of them report their only contact with the coronavirus was through patients at work. In Florida, nurses across the state have complained about a lack of face masks, gowns, and other personal protective equipment. Health News Florida reporters Daylena Miller, Abe Abaraya, and Gerard Albert III reached out to nurses' unions to hear their stories. We'll start with Albert in Miami.
Martha Baker is president of a union representing more than 5,000 nurses and other healthcare workers in the Jackson healthcare system. Every day, the retired nurse holds Zoom calls with members to see how they are holding up. The hospital is operating at about 70% capacity, but she says burnout is a real concern.
I don't know what a war zone feels like, but to a healthcare worker, this is probably about as close as it gets. I think what kind of keeps them going is the part that brought them into healthcare, you know, that they want to take care of others who are in need.
She says Jackson is better off than other hospitals. It's the largest public hospital in the country and had a stockpile of personal protective equipment when the outbreak began. Nurses say they have had supplies they need.
And I keep checking with our members, you know, every time they need the protection equipment, do they have it? And the answer is yes.
That's not the case in other hospitals around the state. Betsy Marvel represents nurses in Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade counties, home to the state's highest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. She says some nurses are asked to reuse personal protective equipment.
And, you know, any product that is designed to be disposable after one use, and you're being asked to reuse it over and over again, then you're worried, is it effective?
She says the work is hard, mentally and physically.
They work 12, 13 hours. Pretty much you're wrapped in plastic, and those rooms are hot.
Some hospitals, like the UHealth Tower in Miami, offer hazard pay to healthcare workers. That's something Marville says she wants to see done throughout the state.
I'm Daylena Miller in Tampa. Nurses at HCA healthcare hospitals across Florida also say they are being told to reuse personal protective equipment or go without. The situation has caused the National Nurses United Union to file complaints with the federal government on behalf of nurses at HCA hospitals in Florida and six other states. Martin Peebles is a registered nurse at Largo Medical Center and the hospital's union representative. He says transparency from hospital administrators is a big issue.
It's as if they don't really want to concede the fact that it's a short supply. We are simply told, oh, you don't need it for where you are.
Peebles says in Largo, the hospital has run out of what are called negative air pressure rooms, and suspected COVID-19 patients are placed in wings close to critical care units. Several nurses have come to Peebles with complaints about equipment shortages and reprimands for speaking out.
And they just say, you will not wear this in the hallway, or you will not bring protective gear from home, or you will be written up, or if you're wearing anything unauthorized, you will be sent directly to the CEO's office.
I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando. Nurses at HCA hospitals in Central Florida are seeing similar shortages. Luella Ellis is a registered nurse in the ICU at Central Florida Regional Hospital in Sanford. She says nurses are being told to use the same N95 mask for 5 encounters and store them in a brown paper bag with their name on it between trips in and out of a patient's room.
As the nurse, my problem is that you're handling the outside of that mask every time you put it back on your face, and you increase the risk of transferring that virus from the outside of your mask to your face.
She says some nurses are making sure their wills are in order. Ella says she isn't living with her family because she doesn't want to expose them.
I will not go see my grandchild because I'm afraid that I work in this environment. I don't want to expose my family. So we're feeling isolated, alone, and afraid.
In a statement, HCA says it's following CDC protocols for conserving protective equipment and has enacted personal protective equipment stewards to oversee distribution. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
I'm Daylena Miller in Tampa.
And I'm Gerard Albert III in Miami.